Dorothy was uninfluenceable. I think she did what she had to do, and Tiny, I think, although he wasn't in many ways an intelligent head of department, in a sense, pushed things at Dorothy and encouraged her. She just went her own way, and nothing got between her and what she wanted to do, either by muddle, design, or intention. And if she wanted to do something, she got them. And I'm sure she never went to Tiny and said, look, this chap Guy Dodson's coming. I'm sure she never consulted him on anything. She probably was meant to. I've no idea. And that probably produced tensions.
Mm-hmm.
There were tensions, actually. There certainly were. But I must say, professionally, for the rest of us as postdocs, we never saw them. When they met in the corridor, absolute politeness and agreeableness and coffee and tea, their behaviour was really excellent. They never revealed publicly irritation or displeasure, which I approve of absolutely. But she did confess to me that Tiny was a source of trial to her, and that she was an even bigger source of trial to her.
So you got down to work on the insulin having arrived. So what stage was the work at?
It was in despair time. And I was just too blithe. I didn't care if it never came out. I knew what I wanted to do, and I think back, I'm horrified by what really was a deep irresponsibility. And it just didn't bother me. And yet I knew that technically the problems were unbelievably difficult. But
now, why was it so much bigger than, say, something like hemoglobin?
Well, the technical problem is we didn't have any central projection, so we had no way of getting simplified phase information. The phase could take two values, zero or pi, or some value plus or minus pi. We had phases which could take all values. They didn't have this simplification, and without that you had serious problems. And in some of the work that we developed to overcome this problem has become embedded, I think, in the protein crystallographic methods generally. And it was very original. I mean, Thomas and Dorothy's elder son Luke and Marjorie did seminal work on trying to solve the formal experimental ways around this problem. And I came in just as this was being worked through, and we were discussing certain ways of calculating maps. But when I realized instantly, this was a very powerful method, being general. I loved it. But it did require accurate observations, and our equipment wasn't good enough. We just couldn't get data with reliability of 2 to 4%. We were getting our data about, if we're lucky, 5%, but more often about 10%. We just couldn't see these small changes in intensity from which we could get data which would allow us to overcome this general phase value. And that was one problem, just a straight identifiable crystallographic one, and I know it depressed Marjorie. The other one was the crystals were stinkers. They were complex crystals by any standards, rhombohedrals, a lovely symmetry, but it's very hard to make your mind work around the symmetry, particularly without the eccentric series. And the other thing is, chemically, it was very unreactive. Most proteins you're looking at, you could put them, there were ways of getting these heavy atoms in and making them lock into the protein and give you well-defined intensity changes and well-defined chemistry. Not with insulin. It was a bastard. Everything was a little sloppy. Nothing worked. Or if it worked, it worked too well. So instead of in one site, you'd have dozens. It's simply inaccessible. And we spent years soaking all sorts of reactions, all sorts of reagents, and getting either no changes or huge changes with loss of what we call isomorphism, or the crystal would just crumple completely.